Hi, honey. How's it going? Yes, I know taking care of the kids and the house can be difficult, but one of us has to work, right? And since that's me, I think that taking care of the house is the least you should do. And honestly, I do get tired of hearing about you complain about it all the time. I'm sorry, baby. I don't mean to sound harsh. It's just, after working all day to pay our bills, it's a little hard to take. My boss John doesn't complain about things. When he needed a job, he just started up his own business and made a job for himself. Why can't you do that? Well, yes, I realize it takes education, and he had some connections. But there's nothing stopping you from making some connections, right? Just show a little of the initiative that he shows and make something happen. Take a lesson from him. Well, no. There's really no openings for you here. Any openings I have in the office, I fill immediately with better qualified men. Hiring you would be a sympathy hire. And you know how John feels about you. He feels having you here would distract me from my duties to him. And that as long as I'm at the office, he should get my full attention. Well, yes, in fact, I do agree with him. I'm your wife at home, but in the office, I'm his employee, and I need to show my appreciation for this lucrative job he's given me. Having you here would only inhibit me in the work I need to do for him. I bend over backwards here to get ahead. I show him how flexible my skills are every day. And that I'm willing to learn and do whatever's necessary to keep this job. I tell him how desperately we need the money and how you can't contribute, so our entire living depends on him. Well, if I remember correctly, you had the chance to lodge your objections with John personally at the last office party, and you didn't say a thing. Everyone else was having fun drinking and playing in the hot tub, and you were just a wet blanket, always giving me your little puppy dog eyes because I was sitting next to John in the jacuzzi. Okay, sitting next to him or sitting on his lap, what's the difference? I was just being a team player and trying to get in the spirit of the party. Your sulking and pouting was bringing everyone down. You act like I'm a bad wife for asking you to leave, but I just didn't think you wanted to be there. Besides, you didn't miss much after you left, and I've already told you that. Don't believe everything that you hear. Look, dear, the reason I'm calling. No, I'm just having a late lunch. It's soup, so I'm sure it does sound a little slurpy. Anyway, the reason I'm calling is because John is going out of town for the weekend, and he asked me to come and perform for him as his personal assistant. Yes, I know we were supposed to have our anniversary dinner, but something's popped up. What can I say? John is going to have to entertain some very important clients for the whole weekend. And I have to be there to assist him whenever hard task rears its head. You know, I swear the more I do for him, the more he wants me to do. It's job security. You know that with clients like these powerful, aggressive men, it's very important that their needs are satisfied right away. It's so exhausting having to cater to their desires. Fun, but exhausting. I know you think I'm doing this for fun, but it's really for us, baby. It's my job to handle these men, and my boss, and Lord knows I get paid well enough for it. Well, don't blame me. If you didn't get so mopey, I could conduct my affairs right there at home. And then you could see more of me. Sometimes I just get so busy. I just get tied up at the office all day and night, and I know you miss me. If you could just pretend to be a little morose, I wouldn't mind if you saw me conducting my business. It might even entertain you to see me satisfying the needs of all these different men. What? No, I didn't mean anything sexual, silly. I just mean that it would be convenient to be able to satisfy my clients in the comfort of our own home. No more driving around to different hotels for our get-togethers. No more worrying that our neighbors and friends might see me and get the wrong idea. You know how often that happens. I don't want to have to sneak around. I want to do what I do right out in the open and unashamed. John has already said that he would allow me to work from home more often, as long as you promise not to interfere. Well, think about it, honey. Who knows? You might even learn to like it. Maybe it could add a little excitement into our home. Lord knows I love you, honey. But you do bore me to tears sometimes. And the sight of you cleaning house, I swear, sometimes it's hard to remember that you're the man of the house. Yes, I really do have to go. No, I don't need to pack any bags. John said he would just buy whatever I need on the way. No, I won't be back home. We're leaving straight from here. In fact, I think John is about ready to blast off right now. Well, honey, yeah, I think we're finished here. If you're still not happy, you'll just have to deal with it until I get back. Then we can talk. But be warned, if you want to talk about me quitting this job, you had better have a better one lined up for yourself, or I don't want to hear about it. If you're just going to complain without offering a better alternative, I will just stay at John's house until you show me a better attitude. Think about it. Yes, goodbye, dear. Of course I do. I love you so, so much.